둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
Are you ready for season 3 of Discography? Yeah! We're jumping into the deep end of The Who. Not only will we go through every Studio Who album in great detail, but their story is often told between albums, so we'll be touching on non-album singles, the solo works of Keith Moon, John Entwistle, Roger Daltrey, and Pete Townsend, and some of the events that would make a record begin as a concept and land as something that would universally change the world. Discography returns to Consequence Podcast Network in January of 2019. Until then, be lucky.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Before we get started, if you're not already, hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. One on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and even some bonus episodes sometime. Of course, you can subscribe anywhere you're listening from right now. That includes Podcast Land with iTunes and Apple Podcasts, as well as YouTube and Spotify, if that's more your speed. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, the infamous String Dusters, just released a new record called Rise Sun. We're going to hear about how compassion plays a big part of this record, as well as togetherness and their sense of optimism for America's future. We'll hear about co-writing with Kim Ritchie and the band being a Colorado-based band, what Red Rocks has meant not only to their genre, but to music worldwide. And they won a Grammy. In fact, that's where we'll get started here. Talking about the album Rise Sun, it's Kyle Meredith with the infamous String Dusters.
Howdy. Hey, what's up? Thanks for
having us. Great to have everybody here with a new record, Rise Sun. I do want to back up, though, because I think since the last time that we saw you all, you won a Grammy.
We did.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really exciting.
Now, you'd been nominated before, but this has got to be different.
Definitely. It's like
the difference between first and not first.
Well, yeah, when you're nominated, you know, it's like the awards come and go and the party's over, but when you win,
party,
you
know, never ends.
In the club for life. So
in the club for life.
But yeah, it was really cool. Such an honor. So unexpected. But like you were saying, the last time we got nominated, it was for country instrumental performance. This time it was for, you know, bluegrass album, for our album that we wrote all the songs and self-produced along with our engineer, Billy Hume. So it was cool and exciting and validating and all those good things.
I mean, were you guys, did you guys get to go? Were you kind of swept up in the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, we went.
We were
in New York at Madison Square Garden, so we got the whole enchilada.
Yeah, what's that like on a day like that? Because obviously we see what we see on TV, but that's nothing.
It's hectic, and you don't eat a lot throughout the day. But, because you're
but it's really fun.
But it's really, really fun.
Especially after you win.
Yeah, and you stay up really
that's
late.
That's when it gets really fun.
And you see Times Square in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
you get kind of like whisked into the, you know, sort of the winner's circle and all these different things, and with all the other winners. So we were back there with Jason Isbell and Mastodon, Lisa Loeb, and it was just a big old party.
I want to hear that album. I don't know what it sounds like, but I want to hear it.
Let's do it.
And I also mentioned during that time, a little bit after that, I think the last time you guys were here, it was you had the Covers EP where you covered old My Morning Jackets, so a nice little connection there, you know,
yeah,
with Golden,
right.
And we loved that. Sounded great, but again, the compliments on this new record. Rise Sun, is it fair to call it a concept record, or are you taking it that far?
I think, you know, the concept was just to draw the line between our live show and the studio, you know, and take away those walls, which are different. And but I think generally we looked at it as a project as a whole instead of as individual songs. I think we were able to sequence it even before we went into the studio, connect the songs even, have some improvised sections, and it listens down from beginning to end as one thought.
For a lot of artists, there's a lot of revisions from that point, from we write the songs, we demo the songs, we get to the studio, but to kind of construct it that meticulously, did that box you in at all? Did you just like, well, this is the way it's got
to
be?
I think it gave us freedom, actually, to be able to just really, and you know, we recorded it in sequence. So throughout the recording process, it was as if you were living inside of the record for those days that we were recording. So everything that you played or felt was informed by the day before, what was coming tomorrow. And so, you know, it really gave a great shape to the whole record as it plays from beginning to end.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you do planning, like with anything, in the moment when you're executing it, it's much more free feeling because you're not trying to backtrack, decide, figure out, and then play things you've never even tried. And so it makes the performances really organic and flowy, which is what we wanted to get, you know. So you have your plan, and then, you know, we did all that, the sort of the brain work up front, or, you know, beforehand. And then when you go into play, it's just fun. You just play through what you've created and try and get a good performance, you know.
There's a novel idea. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
just go in and play music.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Right.
I dare to kind of take this album down to one word, but would compassion be a fair theme to look at?
Yeah, I like Absolutely. That. For sure. Yeah. The idea is definitely to instill sort of a positive vibe. That's what we were feeling with a lot of these songs, and that was sort of the binding theme, compassion, uplifting, love, truth, those sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's great. And that is hopefully what this album can do for people when they check it out, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you take, let's say, times like we're in right now, and a lot of artists can be reflective of that and how they choose to do that, whether it's revolution or resistance or something more like this, which, you know, sort of it seems to be a more bringing together.
Well, I mean, that's the idea, you know. And when you're writing songs in a time like this, and I think everybody is feeling the same thing, no matter how you look at it all, is, you know, you want people to come together.
Yeah.
And that's really what is important right now and where we're at and as a in the world, really. So, you know, when we're writing these songs coming from that place, and it's this longing for people to, you know, stop being so divisive and coming together and find love and everybody. I think that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, and we're optimistic, generally speaking. You know, I mean, I think you have to be a musician. So, you know, that's sort of we write music from a real honest place of being hopeful and and optimistic about pretty much everything.
Yeah. And, I mean, and if you do that through your career, I guess right now it just seems even more important to be throwing that message out there.
It's kind of what makes our job important.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good way.
You got to watch that truth thing, man, because, you know, you think it's like a given, and it's obviously very important to the whole human experiment, but, man, you got to watch that truth.
Yeah. You know? Got to watch
it. You got to be truthful, and we're trying to stand up for that, and you think that would be a given, but it's kind of coming under attack.
Right.
And it's bigger than careers or any of that stuff. It's really just about, you know, being human, and I think that's what we're where we're coming from.
Yeah, so compassion is probably the best single word. That's better than what I could have thought of, so thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. We'll call our publicist as soon as we're done here.
I'm a big believer in a song being able to change the world, so I really do appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing right here with this music. I saw there were some co-writes on here, too, Kim Ritchie being one of those. We're big fans of Kim around here. What's the story?
Yeah, I actually co-wrote one of the songs on the record with Kim in a hotel room in Denver. Passing through, we got together and wrote one of the songs on the record called Carry Me Away. It's one of the more bluegrassy songs on the record, actually.
Yeah. We love what you mentioned Denver. And you guys will play Red Rocks again this year. Is it just me, or for a lot of bands, that seems like the epicenter of the universe right there, the Red Rocks show. Am I far off with that?
I don't think so. We've got two of us live in Denver, three of us live in the Front Range, and we travel all over and play all these cities and all these different markets and venues. And Denver, especially for this kind of music, is kind of the epicenter right now, for sure.
Because, you know, you have a lot of bands that... I don't know, just across genres. If they play there, the people will drive across country every single time. It's like, but we got to make the Red Rocks show.
Yeah, Red Rocks is iconic, and it always has been. You know, I remember growing up watching the VHS of, you know, U2 playing Red Rocks. You know, it's and I grew up just south of there, and my dad would take me. You know, REM. Shows, Doobie Brothers, you know, Bonnie Raitt. It's like it really is. Everyone's played there. When you walk around the backstage there, you know, you can really see the history. It's amazing.
And there's a bronze statue of John Denver with his guitar slung over his back and an eagle landing on his arm. I'm not even kidding.
As majestic as you can make it.
So if that doesn't tell you,
sick. That's Rocky Mountain High.
I feel very lucky to be a non-musician and to be able to go through the tunnel there in the back with all the names scrawled on the walls. Yeah. You know, it's a pretty great moment for any music fan.
That's a good spot.
It's the infamous String Dusters here on 91.9 WFBK. New album, Rise Sun. Thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Great to having you. Again, a big thanks to the infamous String Dusters and the new record, Rise Sun. Hey, before you get out of here, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all of the interviews that we put out every single week. You can subscribe at YouTube, follow along on Spotify, or grab your podcast from iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcast from. After that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. ConsequenceOfSound.net has your music and film news, and you can also find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook /Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.